What a snowstorm out there.
Hey, get these clothes off me. Ah, hang that up over there. There, that's better.
Oh, boy. Breezy. It's snowy up to my ears almost. What a snowstorm. If Santa Claus is wondering whether to use a sled this year, he won't have any trouble around here. There's enough snow out there to last till Valentine's Day. And it's a good thing I got here in the post office, because sure enough, here's some letters to Santa Claus. Ah, that's the phone. Well, it's probably someone calling to ask if we're going to read letters today. Okay, I'm coming. Hello, this is Santa Claus's snowman, postmaster.
Hello, Mr. Snowman. Postmaster.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Miss Message. Are you snowed in?
Boy, I'll say. Almost 12 inches deep. I tried to shovel a path, but the wind kept blowing the snow back, and the road hasn't been plowed, and I don't think I can get through on my bicycle.
Oh, what a catalog of woes. Anyway, bicycling in the snow sounds risky and tricky, too.
Yeah, and cold. Any letters today?
Well, yes, there are a few, Miss Message. I can take care of things here. I don't see it right. Where is the mail pouch?
It's over on the hook by my desk. It's marked On to Santa Claus.
On to Santa Claus. I like the way you say that, Miss Message. Ah, yeah. I see it now. Would you like to stay on the line while I read the letters?
I'd like to, but the telephone company says we shouldn't use the phone a lot on snowy days.
Oh, that's right. I almost forgot. Well, you can listen on the radio with the rest of the gang.
Okay, and I'll be working on a decoration for our post office tree.
No, I'll be looking forward to see that. I hope I'll see you tomorrow, then.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Miss Message. I wonder what sort of Christmas tree decoration she's going to have for our office Christmas tree. I wonder if it'd be a bundle of stamps, you suppose, or maybe some used money orders trimmed up in a wreath. Ah, she'll have something charming, I'm sure. Well, let me get to these letters, and there were just a skimpy few of them here. So it was a good day, I guess, for Miss Message to have to be snowed in at home, because I think I could probably get through them all. Here is one from Unionville, from Box 59 in Unionville. What a nice, nice letter. This has got owls all over the outside of it. Owls sort of sitting up in a bush, looks like, and the leaves are all heart-shaped. And there's one of those beautiful Christmas postage stamps on it, too. Came from Unionville. It says, Dear Santa, Michelle is two. Please bring her a tricycle and a doll. And Gary is five. And please bring him roller skates and a cheetah. And I turns out to be Eric. I am eight, Eric says. Please bring me a bicycle tire and a truck model kit. Thank you, Eric, Gary, and Michelle Powers. Well, thank you, my friends, the good Powers family from Unionville. Eric, Gary, and Michelle Powers. And we'll pass that right along to Santa Claus, because the letters that are read here in Santa's post office are sent by that famous pouch on to Santa Claus. He gets them right away, and he takes care of all the orders. He sometimes has some very surprising results, sometimes things you never think about. He thinks would make very good presents for you. Santa knows what's a good present. Here's a nice letter from Carl Robinson. This comes in an envelope with a pumpkin on the outside, and some squash and whatnot, and then on the inside is a very nice letter. It says, Merry Christmas, and there's a picture here of the little things that the three wise men are supposed to have brought that contained gold and frankincense and myrrh. And there's a beautiful star shining there and a branch of holly. So, Carl Robinson, who is 6 years old, says, Dear Santa, this year I'd like to have some guns and gun sets. And also, says Carl, I want a horse, a western town, and some books and puzzles. Carl Robinson, who is 6 years old, says, I've been a good boy, and I hope you and all the other children have a Merry Christmas. Well, Carl, that's a very nice letter. We'll put that right over there in the outgoing stack and get it sent right off to Santa Claus. Here is one that, I can't quite read the postmark on there. It may be Rapidan. Anyway, it is another one of these folded letters that has, maybe a whole bunch of partridges in pear trees, or they're beautiful birds anyway in a tree. And on the other side, it's a 3-in-1 letter, No, a two-in-one letter, and it comes from Tina and Beth Grandel. And Tina writes, and this is nicely typewritten, and then Tina has put in her name and the things that she'd like Santa Claus to consider bringing her. Says, Tina, dear Santa, my name is Tina, and I'm 6 years old. I live at Rhodesville, Virginia. That's what that R is over there. I live at Rhodesville, Virginia. I've tried to be a good girl. And says Tina, thank you for the things you brought me last year. And this is some of the things I would like to have this year. And she gives Santa a list from which he can choose. Says Tina, I'd like a drum, dishes, a Chrissy doll, doctor's bag, and a game. And she says, maybe a Spirograph. Well, that's a lot of fun. The Spirographs are good games. And that's Tina's request list, Tina Grandel. And the next part of the letter says, my name is Beth, and I'm 5 years old. I'm Tina's sister. Of course, figure that out. And Beth says, I have tried to be a good girl, too. I like all the things you brought me last year, and I still like to play with them. And this is what I want you to bring me if you have any left when you get to my house, says Beth Grandel. Baby Chrissy, an accordion, a doctor's bag, a play mixer and vacuum cleaner, and a beauty parlor hairstyling set. And Beth and Tina Grandel, who wrote this nice letter to Santa Claus, says, we also have a baby sister, 4 months old, named Jennifer. She doesn't know anything about Christmas yet, so you can bring her anything you think best. Well, Santa Claus loves to spring surprises on little 4-month-old characters and probably bring a stuffed doll or something that'll make the little youngster's eyes light up and be all excited about Christmas. And Tina and Beth Grandel sign off their letter by saying, we'll leave you some cookies and milk. Have a nice trip on Christmas Eve. Tell Mrs. Santa hello for us. Tina and Beth Grandel from Rhodesville. So, while we didn't have many pieces of paper, we had a lot of messages. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 messages when you count them all up. And I'll put them in the outgoing mail pouch and get them right on to Santa Claus. I think it sounds better when Miss Message says it, but I'll say it anyway. Now remember, my little friends, only a few more days till Christmas, and if you want to send your letter to Santa Claus, you can take it into the new office of First Federal Savings and Loan in Orange. It's there on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road. If they're not open, you can use the deposit slot outside, or you can mail it to us here at care of WJMA. We'll read your letter on the radio and make sure it's sent directly to Santa Claus. So, let's hear from you. Now, good night to all of you. Have a nice time in the snow, and we'll see you tomorrow afternoon.
Just what I wanted for Christmas. I got just what I wanted this year. I got an Abercrombie blazer with a thin pinstripe. I got a velvet smoking jacket with a Dunhill pipe. And there's that lovely paisley muffler. Oh, it's so my type. Just what I wanted, my dear. Yes, just what I needed for Christmas. All the things that I've always dreamed of. I got some Jungle Gym pajamas and some Alpine hats. Some real Parisian painted neckwear that they call cravats. They're hard to find, but you darling, found some doeskin spats. Just what I wanted, my love. So ring out to the Noel when you're harried and distraught. If your shopping didn't go well, it's never what you bought, it's the Yuletide thought. But all that I wanted for Christmas was the thought you were thinking of me. I'd say that you've been twice as busy as a Christmas elf. I'll bet that personally you have emptied every bargain shelf. But all I wanted by my Christmas tree was your sweet self. Your love makes the season sublime, and that's what I wanted for Christmas. Christmas. That's what I needed for Christmas. Yes, that's what I wanted for Christmas.